417 has reached its conclusion. I am DJ AC Money, and I appreciate you being here with me tonight. Thank you so much. I will be back in 2 weeks, and we got DJ Surround in at the after party next week. And coming up on X-Ray FM...
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Stream it online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Woo! Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
Did that sound like Ric Flair right there?
You did.
That Why'd was you a snap very at me,
good...
though?
That was a very good Ric Flair impersonation.
Next time he snacks at me, you guys are going to hear this sound.
Woo!
Right here. And I'm
going,
woo!
Oh, okay, I see.
Like Ric Flair ripped my shirt off.
You chose violence.
We see. Man, Ric Flair used to get down in the ring, though. You remember him?
Yes, of course.
That was one of the best on the mic people, bro.
Come on now.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Pretty much, man. Dude had all the trash-talking skills.
So we're going to try to have a fun episode. We got some new music. I got the new Vari with Mike Capes. We're going to talk about Jack Harlow. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about brackets and whatever else Shada wants to talk about. We're going to try to have a fun one.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. Let's go, you guys. Get into some music.
We're going to kick it off with a little music. I got the new Vari with Mike Capes. We got the new Lotto. Have you heard this?
Uh-uh.
Yes.
I'm sad. Now I'm happy. But I get the
And we got a new Protege featuring Shensia.
Is it also? Is it also? Ooh, kind of stuff.
No, no, not at all. Actually,
ooh, it's different. Oh, she aggressive on it. Oh,
no, not that either. Just retrospective, reflective.
Ooh, because yeah. She didn't live life now.
Deep.
She growing
it's
up
deep
in
lotto,
things.
Yes.
Deep Lotto.
Yeah, we're gonna get it set up here and make sure everything's.
Yeah, when's she coming to town? I want to see her.
That's a good question.
She needs to come to Portland for real. Lotto, if you're hearing this, you come to Portland for real. Holler at your guy.
Holler at your guy.
Yeah, we're going to take care of you. Show you around town. You know what? I'm going to take her to Lola's. We got to go there, man. She gotta go get some of that. That's some good food. And then after that, we can go everywhere else.
All right. So this one is 10K, Vari, and Mike.
Don't you think I would be a good host?
Yeah. Lotto, Shado. Seriously.
That'd be fun, dude.
Yes. You guys need to go out and eat, right?
Oh, yeah. I said we'll go down to the busing down there, man.
Yeah.
Get them yams, that mac and cheese. Because
he's hungry.
Or either, what's his name? JJ's, right? The one that had the shrimp burger. It was like JJ's Cuts or something like that. Remember we went to it when
Oh, yeah, but where are they normally at, though?
I don't know. I'll find it. Yeah. I follow them on IG, but I will find it.
They were also at the Mississippi
Fair. Oh, they were at where Southern Kitchen is at. That's where they know on Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I knew.
There we go. Yeah, that was good. I remember I had the just regular shrimp. That was good.
Yeah, and I had that shrimp burger.
Or catfish. I had the catfish, something like that. Anyway, it was freaking good. I would go back.
Yes, in a heartbeat.
I'm
there right now.
Shout out JJ's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into that. A little music. We'll be back.
Yes, we'll be right back.
They gave us a show.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I put my 10,000 hours to the game. It's time we ball out.
It's time we 10,000
niggas that we save before the fallout.
Before the fallout.
Monumental. I'ma risk it all to make my name. Now we got 10,000 legendary moves just to be made. I put my 10,000 hours to the game. It's time we ball
it's
out.
Time we 10,000
niggas that we save before the fallout.
Before the fallout.
Dedication, focus. You can see it in my face. It take you 10,000 hours to be great.
Look, I'm locking in.
Locking in.
Manifested, I can't end up on my block again.
My block.
See, time is money. Check the blessing on my watch. Spin. I'm battle tested on this journey. I done lost some friends. A wealthy nigga or every diamond in my bezel dance.
Look, summer 16 is when this shit begins. I seen a vision, now it's clear that we was built to win. Put 10K into this lifestyle. You gotta seize your moment, and for me it feel like right now. Cause back when I was down and out and focused on that bag up on my granny couch, I started on this mission to be great. Confidence would drown it out, and feel like our success began louder. Now they watching every movement that we make. Look, so never let a hard time humble you. And damn right, it's been a long time coming.
Right.
I bet it on myself and took the risk to make a play, and now I'm all in. The beauty of it all is that your journey just begins.
Just begin.
I put my 10,000 hours to the game. It's time we ball
it's
out.
Time we 10,000
niggas that we save before the fallout.
Before the fallout.
Monumental. I'ma risk it all to make my name. Now we got 10,000 legendary moves just to be made. I put my 10,000 hours to the game. It's time we ball
it's time
out.
We 10,000
niggas that we save before the fallout.
Before the
fallout. Focus, you can see it in my face. It take you 10,000 hours to be great.
I'm well above that 10,000 niggas talk about. A master with this pen and palm, y'all do it all for clout. Been dedicated way before I knew what likes and shares. Rise and grind, I wrote that shit while I was fighting tears. Yeah. But nothing fell in vain, no. I knew one day that my words would make a change, bro. Had to stay down through the pain and keep it faithful. I had to make it bubble through the struggle, so I'm grateful. As a youth, I wanted fame and fortune most. But as I grew, I realized I gained my favor, slang and hope. Understood that these youngsters clung to every word I said. God bless me because my gift was used to talk them off the ledge. At times, I take for granted God bless me with this gift of rap. I thank God because I survived through all the mental traps. Made my dreams come. Concrete self-belief was vital. Navigated hard times, but still would keep a smile. Dark times, I use these rhymes to light the pathway. I give my all and be a dog until my last day. Fast break and put them haters on the jumbotron. I do the work and leave it up to God. Fuck the odds, nigga.
Yeah. Keep that shit going, keep that shit going.
Look, see, I've been moving like Soprano. Mono, we mono up to the top floor. My brother's good in every place that I go. We came about the Johns, I seen a lot though. When niggas playing with fire like Serrano and getting to the cream like it's gelato. Back when 40 used to lay low, 20 minutes left with Lango on Sakiris. Used to catch up on that payphone. Now we living what we pray for. Collect and hit the bank, we make it urgent to negotiate the price. Yeah, that's for certain. I'm the son of a legend, forced to resemble that person. I put 100 on Nerf and flex up, I'm building that version. So when the winter get cold and slow, just believe that we working overtime, grind through the weather. Cause I remember the hurt and shit. I remember the time we spent trying to get to the work. And folk, I remember the meals we ate trying to get to dessert. So never forget where you started and always look at your life. Today is a new day. Now go ahead and put in your 10K.
Shoes. Mama ain't know how we was gonna eat back in 98. same kid made sure the whole family ate. Cause it's personal. Yeah. Business and personal. Hey, this baby ain't slowing shit down but the horsepower. Had to get the rolls and put the lambs up for a while. Still stepping on shit like somebody ain't picking up dog piles. Yeah, you know. These bitches hating, wish that they was living in my skin. I'm in a multi-million-dollar crib playing Sims. I'm backing out the barbers trying not to scrape the rims. Big mama John Deere, bitch, I come through trim. 10 bodyguards, I'm a motherfucking star. Bitch, it ain't no bumping me unless it's caviar. I been getting thicker like my nigga adding starch. I'm jumping off of boats with my hoes, cause we the sharks. Yeah, riches out of wreck. Traffic while I text. I got OCD, please miss me with the mess. Every birthday I'm on an island via jet. I got money too, so I barely ever ask. But if I do, he like poetry, he known for saying yes. Five racks on Balenci sweats, trying to hide my belly. I ain't trick or treating when I'm putting on this skelly. Bitches beef with me is rare cause they ain't fucking ready. I done made more honey buns than that whole little daddy. They call me Big Mama, like a fat. That's a compliment. I brush my teeth twice, cause I be talking shit. And like, fuck a hater, red light, barely stopping this bitch. Niggas wanna get behind it like the cops in this bitch. Patreon of the new clothes when I shop in this bitch. Michael made him open up like a mosh in this bitch. I'm so motherfucking fine, he never soft in this bitch. Brooke the tallest, fine shit to touch the net since Angel. Swear my mama snapped twice like she ain't get the angle. I'm going in with nothing but some water and prenatal. Okay. Still making shit shake with no help from the label. Just me and Kayla splitting bread like a fucking bagel. Got my man sending wires like he doing cable. Know how to talk to his baby, think he miss Rachel. Yeah, they gon' hate this. MVP like SGA, I swear I can't miss. Switch. Ain't nobody touching me but TSA, bitch. They waiting on Big Mom to drop like GTA 6.
Beg you listen me no darling. Ready for whatever, yeah, my all in. This a type of love I make you fall out. But you not feel no pain. Nice this I reach you again and again. Oh yeah, you a goddess. Some woulda say you're the baddest. I woulda say you're the best. Yeah, real some say to my chest.
Yes, I'm a goddess. Oh, some for me come and sharp it.
You know.
They are things I'm tired of, man. Feel my buck up on the Rastafarian.
See you.
You know the thing of Brother J.
Beating a woman one more time.
Jeez.
They gave us a show. We're back.
They gave us a show.
Little Reggae there. That was the new Protege featuring Shensia. Whew. Before that, we had the new Lotto, Business and Personal. Shado, not a huge fan of that one? Or?
No, I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah, okay. And then before that, 10K, Vari and Mike Capes. That's a jam, man. I like the beat for the show on that one.
Yeah, let them know.
We are back. They gave us a show.
Yes. And happy Friday once again.
Yeah, right?
Man, we made it.
For real.
It ain't been easy these days, y'all. I'm telling you.
I'm glad that it's staying lighter later.
Oh, yeah, because it's finally hitting that spring. Air, yeah.
Oh, it's like the good part of the year.
It really is. It needs to hurry on up.
For sure. What was I going to say related to that? Oh, not at all related to that, but March Madness.
Oh, my goodness. The games. Everybody bracket got tore up.
No, me and you are both doing pretty okay.
Oh, yeah. Like. No, I give it that. I was talking about as far as being perfect.
There are, we're going to tell everyone the
number. Said it's down to 400 now? Or?
So there was originally, even less than that.
Oh, whoa.
So there was originally on the ESPN app, which has the most amount of brackets of any. Let me see.
Bro, you got to have these numbers quick. We can't be waiting all day.
26,567,692 brackets have fallen.
Jeez.
195 left are perfect.
195.
After 2 days, after the first round is now complete, 195 brackets remain perfect after one round.
Insane.
Out of 26.5 million, basically.
Insane, bro.
So for you to even be in like the top 1 million or whatever,
yeah,
you're doing good, bro.
I feel very proud of myself.
Yeah, both of us are. Yeah. You're 87.5%. On ESPN, they put the little flame next to your bracket name. Did you notice that? If you're at 85 or above, they put that flame. Oh, next
okay.
To your
yeah, because you were at 98, right?
Now I'm at 95 because I got one wrong in the evening. I picked Missouri to beat Miami, and it did not happen.
Ah, gotcha.
Who knows? It's a toss-up with them schools.
Man. It is. Like,
it was one of the 7-10s where you know a lot of times the 10 wins, and so I went with the 10 on that one, and it did not come up.
Flip a coin.
Yep.
It's all good.
Two all day isn't bad. I was hoping for one all day, but yeah. So there we go. I lost 5 in one in the first round. Not a terrible first round. I'm still in it, but we'll see.
All right. Now let's talk about some of them topics you were talking about earlier.
So – Jack Harlow.
Yeah, talk about it.
Because Shado, I know you work hard, you work a lot. Have you heard that he came out the new R&B album?
Yeah, that much I heard, yeah.
Okay. So he came out the new R&B album, and it's kind of a new direction in his life or whatever. And he was saying how making this album, like, I have to find the direct quote, but basically he got blacker.
I'm done, bro.
So, because of that, people started coming up with nicknames. Have you heard the nicknames that they've been having for him?
No. What is the
nicknames? All like a playoff of like, you know, like a lot of like neo-soul musician names, and then it just turned into like more like Music Snowchild instead of Music Snowchild.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I can't. He said music Snowchild, bro. That's good. I like that.
There's some other good ones just like that. Like, oh man, like I can't. I'm just. Yeah, that's the one that just popped in my head, but.
That's so good. Oh
yeah. My, there was another one, was like Music Stole Child.
Stole Child. Oh my God, dude. Now I want to find these.
Yeah, I was like, I got to look. Oh, wait. Oh, I found some on Instagram. Hold on.
I got to find these.
Okay, bro. Here's one. D'Angelo instead of
D'Angelo.
Old Dirty Alabaster.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yakub Kweli. most definitely not. 9th Wonder Bread.
Oh, that's harsh.
LL Cool Whip. Disingenuine.
What they doing to him? Dang, they is
Leon Thomas Jefferson.
Oh,
the IRS savage. One.
The savagery. IRS 1.
50 IRS Pence. One. I don't know what that means. Music Rothschild.
Man, that's
De La Stole.
De La Stole.
Ghostface Vanilla. Brian McWhite. Oh no.
I can't, bro. People going in. They was just having a field day.
Brian McWhite is pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, that one is pretty
there
good.
There we go. Someone said Jill Knott.
Instead Jill of Knott. Oh, instead of Jill Scott or yeah. Something. Yeah, I got it.
So anyway, you get the gist.
People, yeah.
Oh, so Ebro had him on their radio show. Have you seen this clip? And he said, okay, well, you feel blacker now. We got to test your blackness. He started playing all these songs for him. He didn't know not one of these songs.
What?
One of them was hip-hop.
Shameful.
You know what I mean?
Well, he ain't never invited to the cookout. He ain't know Dead Prez hip-hop.
Yo, this sounds dope. What is this?
How you don't know that song, bro? Yeah. That song been around for everybody. Mama know that song.
Is that he's 28. Do you think an excuse for not knowing hip hop by Dead Prez?
If you're in the music field, bro, and you trying to tap that market, you gotta do your homework. You gotta do that's research, bro. Somebody in your team should put you on game.
In a rapper, you
ain't no excuse. No, nah, it's okay. Your world, bro. That's all you're supposed to do is absorb music all day.
One of them they played was Frankie Beverly and Maze. Does he get an excuse on age on that one?
He don't get no excuse.
You know,
bro.
That came out like 1981.
You're a professional musician. There is no excuses at all. I give no excuses on that. You got to know this stuff.
Okay.
Because that's like.
No, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your opinion matters on this.
Because think about when you was coming up, like, even when I played in, like, band and stuff like that, man. I mean, if I didn't know, like, who Louis Armstrong was, and he was way before my time frame, timeline. I mean, like, this is basic stuff you just got to know, bro.
I got you.
Yeah, so like
Billie Holiday,
you got to be willing to do the research outside of your realm. Dude. That's how you can create and make other things happen.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's shameful. That's shameful, bro. You know that.
He said Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday. You're
not clueless. She's like, I love him.
Oh, yeah. We're like, what? Yeah.
Billie Holiday, he's the best.
Just be quiet. Just stop talking now. Okay? Just stop talking. Buddy.
My grandma used to have those on 8 tracks, bro.
No.
She had a whole, like, Count Basie, Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, all these, like, from that era. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shirley whatever. I don't know. You know, all them people.
No, man. Yeah. We good. We
Fred
good
Astaire.
On this. He said Fred Astaire,
let's get a little
bro.
Fred Astaire up on here, bro.
No, we're not doing no Fred Astaire, bro.
I'm just playing. Anyway, you got some music you want to play. Anything else you got to say about the Jack Harlow?
Nah, man. Jack Harlow, man. Do your research, bro.
Are you going to be banging his new R&B album?
No, I'm good. Because he probably don't even know where that beat came from. I'm like, nah, man. The disrespect is real.
Yeah, bro. You can't.
Like, man, I don't care, man. I mean, like, I was a kid, you were young too, man, but I still knew who Earth, Wind, and Fire was, you know.
I'm just going to say, John B. never came in and said he got blacker off making an album.
Man, for real, for real.
So that's the difference.
That is it. Yeah, that is the difference, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't trying. He was just John B., yo. Yeah. They don't know that I miss you.
Man. Yeah, big assist from Babyface, but still. He set that dude's career off, but he gave him all the props for that. So.
Oh, Babyface?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fam right there, literally. Yeah. That's what's up.
But Babyface set a lot of people up.
Yeah, he did. It is what it Tony is. Braxton, whoo. Yeah, gave her life, bro. Her career took off right because of that Boomerang soundtrack. They were on a lot of tracks together on that.
Boomerang soundtrack. Yeah, man. There were some jams on there.
Some jams. Really the whole album was a jam. Are you insane?
And like, let's do this as a topic before we get into music. Do you have a favorite soundtrack, movie soundtracks, music specifically from the 90s? Because that's a hard decade.
Boomerang by itself.
What about Juice? What about like Juicy. Above man. The Rim?
Oh, that would be my number two. Above the Rim would be my number two.
You don't think the Juice one is that good? The Show?
It ain't better than Above the Rim, though, no. Above the Rim had heat, bro.
That Juice had some good stuff.
The Juice did have some good stuff, man. But, man, Above the Rim had, like, over 20 songs, and it was all heat.
So, Boomerang?
Boomerang's number one for me, bro. Because that's when it had the first Outkast on there, bro, before Outkast even dropped their album, bro.
They had the Tribe Called Quest.
The Players Ball. Yep. The Hot... Man, come on. And it had TLC on there, bro.
Where was TLC?
Charlie Wilson.
Which TLC was on there?
What was it? Reversal of a Dog. That was the TLC.
Okay, I got you.
Bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay bow wow yippee yo yippee hey. I was like, yo, come on. That album was just perfect, bro. Like they put their foot in that.
Oh, I'm thinking there's so many good soundtracks, bro.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I feel like we're missing some.
Oh yeah, you miss a lot because Fridays. That one was cool. Low Down Dirty Shame. They had a good one too. That one was really good.
I don't know a lot what was.
And
on
don't forget Mo Money. Mo Money had another good one.
Mo Money had a good soundtrack.
Like, man, that had heat on it, bro. That Ralph Tresvant ran on it and the Janet. And like, come on.
House Party 2, Boys in the Hood.
Yep. Yeah, shoot. House Party 1.
Yeah. Boys in the Hood soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah. House Party 2 did have heat. The soundtrack of House Party 2 was better than the movie.
I know.
Like, real talk.
Worst movie, good soundtrack.
I know. That was insane. Was Hardcore on that one? How about some Hardcore? That was on that House Party 2 soundtrack?
I think so.
Yeah, because it had that and the big old jazz, and it had the Rock. I think Rakim was on it too.
It had the Tony.
Yeah, they had a Tony. Yeah. Come on, man. Stop playing.
Day.
Yeah, we can go down. This is that's a rabbit hole.
That's what I mean, because the 90s had so many good music soundtracks.
Stupid. You ain't watching
not just hip-hop.
Yeah, it was like hip hop, R&B, some jazz on it. It didn't even matter. It was just heat. If it was on there, it was heat.
Yeah. Even the movies of The Rock were having some awesome soundtracks.
And that was the thing. That was just the thing too. Like you watch the movie. Like no, people would go buy the soundtrack before they go see the movie. Mm-hmm. That was the crazy part. And then like the soundtrack made them want to go see the movie.
I've definitely had soundtracks to movies I never saw.
Man, see, that's how it worked, y'all.
For sure. So
the music was heavy back then.
Yeah.
Heavy.
100%.
Yes, sir.
Boring movie to me. Boring movie to me. I didn't like New Jersey Drive as much as I thought I would. It was sad and boring.
Anyway. But the soundtrack was phenomenal.
Yeah, good soundtrack, though, yeah.
I actually liked that movie. I did. I actually liked that movie.
It was, yeah. Okay.
It was good. It was cool for me. I mean, like, it was young. And, like, looking back now, I'm like, yeah, it's young.
It's forgettable.
No, it's not forgettable. That's how life was for them back then.
I know. Right. As a movie, it's forgettable.
It's forgettable.
No, I don't mean. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing you've ever seen, but
Donald, you hear what he said? I'm telling Donald face on you, man.
Yeah, it's a forgettable movie, bro.
That dude's cool. He'll actually talk to you on IG.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm glad Scrubs came back.
Bro. Same.
Have you been watching it?
No, but I'm excited. But when the season is done, I guarantee I'll binge
it's
it.
A short season, so it's like one of the
like
12 episodes.
I hate that, man. I really hate that. It makes me mad.
But it's a channel, too, so that you don't have to wait 3 more years for the next season. It'll be next
3
year.
3 more years.
You still got to wait 1 year. You know what HBO does? Waiting a long time for that Dragon one or whatever to come out with a new one?
Oh, you talking about Game of Thrones and stuff? Yeah. No, they came out with it like every year.
Does it hurt for me to say?
Or besides that, when that strike stuff happened or whatever, I can't remember what it was, but then, yeah, it was something that made it extra longer, and then they end up splitting it when it came. Yeah, whatever.
Does it hurt to hear someone say that Dragon show?
No, it doesn't hurt. Okay. People just don't, not in the know. And you stay not in the know when it comes to like shows and movies, bro.
So my feelings are. Oh, yeah, I'll get to it.
My feelings are long past that now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bro.
Very nice.
It's all good, bro.
There's certain things I'm caught up on. I did good in my binge.
Yeah. Okay, you want to hear a fun fact, bro?
I'm caught up on all the Star Treks ever.
I'm done with you. Go away.
I've seen all the Star Treks.
Okay, good. I'm so happy for you.
Okay, we're going to say fun fact.
You want to know the number one, like, breakup song?
Ooh, this is a good one. Wait, can I get a guess?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, can you give me a
It came
century?
Out in the 90s.
Okay.
Yes, the artist is black.
Number one breakup song. Do they actually have a poll for this? Do they, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's number one breakup song. If you listen to the lyrics, it's a breakup song. Like, people didn't know, but the people that do know, it's a breakup. Ever since I ever heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a breakup song, bro. Willie went through it. But it's like a banger. And you heard this song a million times.
Did multiple artists do this song?
No, just one.
Okay, because I was going to...
Oh, you mean like remake?
Yeah.
Huh, that's a good question. I'm sure there's a lot of...
Did a bald Irish woman sing this song, and it was originally by Prince?
No.
Okay, because that's where I was going. Yeah. I thought it was going to be
It is a singing song. It's not.
I was going to guess Nothing Compares to You is the biggest breakup song.
Oh.
Think about that.
Oh, this didn't even...
Okay.
That didn't even make the list.
Is it...
Dude, you're going to crack up, bro.
Was this a hit?
Oh yeah, super mega ultra hit. Still to the day.
This isn't one of them like late 90s.
No, it was hardcore in the rut of the 90s.
Okay.
If I say the name, you're gonna be like, ah.
Oh, it's something off Waiting to Exhale.
I don't think this song was on Waiting to Exhale.
Dang, I don't know. I give up.
This song would have been bigger than that movie. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It's that big.
Something with TLC.
Nah, it's big though.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah, it's big.
Toni Braxton?
It's bigger than her.
What's a breakup
you
song?
And it was his only major hit. I think he might have had other hits, but that song was just so dominant and so powerful. Like, nobody else knows his other songs but that one.
Really? Return of the Mac.
Yeah! Give it up to my guy.
Yeah, it's a breakup song. I get it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a breakup song. No. I was thinking of something not as obvious.
Yeah.
That clued me in, though. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm hints.
I'm like, was Baby Got Back a breakup song?
No. No, this song is bigger than that.
That ain't bigger than Baby Got Back.
Yeah, it is. Return of the Mac is bigger than Baby Got Back.
No, it's not. No. We gotta have a poll on this.
Yeah,
there's no
Return of the Mac, man. You crazy?
No, there's no way it's crazy. Baby Got Back.
They, you know what? Baby Got Back got longevity like you wouldn't believe, because it's been associated with another major artist and then even movies. So that might be you know what? I might give it the edge just because of that. And that new Anaconda movie by Paul Rudd and Jack Black, man, they kind of resurged that song. Even more.
There's
now
at least 50 90s R&B songs that are bigger than Return of the Mac.
50 90s songs?
R&B songs.
Yeah. I don't know. That song get people on the dance floor
I get it, but there's... I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. Play your next songs, bro. We
no,
talk
you
want to
play some?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
You don't
want
to play some?
Oh, you want me to play some? Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me see.
I'm just freestyling. I played the like three I was really concerned about
playing. Man, he lying, y'all. He ain't playing nothing.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, yeah.
You know the Mac and Mac.
Nah, man. We not doing
you
that.
You lied to me.
No, we definitely not doing that, bro.
But you do. You said do. Return of the Mac.
I'm going to stop you right there, fam. No, it's an instant rejection on many levels, bro.
Yeah, no, I was killing it.
You killed it, all right? No, he does, son. Yeah,
they're going to discover me. I'm going to be the next American Idol.
Are you really? You really hyped about this, huh? Okay, guy. Okay. Where floats your boat, fam?
I was just, man.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
That's good, bro. Good for you, bro.
You sound a little, like, salty and snarky right now.
Oh, no, never that, bro.
Never that. Never. Always that, bro.
No, never that, bro. Never that, bro.
No one ever just says always that.
I'm going to take it back, though, since we're talking about some
I like
cool
that.
Stuff.
Why not?
I'm going to take it back.
Don't play Return of the Mac, though.
No, I'm not finna play Return of the Mac. I'm gonna go into something else. Return How about we play some Case, yo? When last time we
All right, yeah, let's do some Case. I like
Case. Touch Me, Tease Me. With
we have right? actually played that one before.
Oh, good.
But why was played again? It's been like 2 years. Who cares?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Show. Case, fuck it.
Papa, just keep me laced up. Vanilla Tracy, Caesar Bugatti, Isaac Mizrahi. I'm around the Doge, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill Nana. You up around. I had your loyalties and your joint. You get your royalties and your points. So what the deal is? With Foxy Brown, McCain. Now we lay Bonnie McFly. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know this love is real.
The laced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, sipping Cabela's.
Oh, hey,
I'm about to explode.
style. Follow, follow me, many, many, many miles. One, two, check it out. Let me, let me, let me, let me, let me break it down. One, two, check it out. Follow, follow me, many, many, many miles. One, two, break it down. Let me, let me, let me, let me, let me break it down.
This track is nasty like pornography. But the mommy, I like Joe, but he's sloppy. Dad, Poppy got a brand new bag, for real. I take and kill O'Neal like Shaq, Chad. Ask Michael Jackson who's bad. He says I am, but the queen I drag. Dad, I'm bad enough to let my pants sag. I be in Vegas where 702 E.A.
Walker, thank you for wanting a verse from me. Apologies for the wait, sometimes it's hard to get the distractions up off you. For enough time to jot your thoughts, but fuck it, this morning I got to. I'm thinking about you. I heard you just had you another little baby. Congratulations, I hope you got through it with no complications. I find it amazing, the way that you juggle your kids, the biz, the fame, the bitches that's hating. They sit around waiting for you to fall off like the album I'm making. But I hope that you're taking a little time for yourself. Still in a moment or two to unwind between the hectic sounds of your precious baby crying. Do you clear your mind? Must be a lot going on. I hear it in all of your songs. Niggas been doing you wrong. Family been doing you wrong. On days you feeling like you on your own, I wrote this for you to put on. Thank you for sharing your light, your voice, and writing the beautiful poems. Session 32, bring me to tears. Be getting choked up when I hear it. Seem like I keep crying off so much since a nigga had these kids. And I don't know what it is that made me so sensitive. More than I already was, but never mind that, I'm back. I'm sending you this little audio hug, and hopes that you smile, forgetting the stress that piles from all the above. The more that we hurt, the harder we love. As soon as it's gone, we gotta re-up. It's just like a drug. If people knew half of the pressure, they know that it's hard to be her. I'm sending you SZA and Ari, my love. Y'all holding us down, y'all holding the crowns. You ever need something from me, don't hesitate, please. Just hit me and I'll be around, I'm gone.
Don't
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
Shado would like to apologize for the technical difficulties that he caused earlier.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I was behind that. Uh-huh. Yeah, brainchild. Okay. Yeah. I'm not taking the L for that, buddy.
Did you call me brainchild?
Yeah, man. That's your brainchild. Ugh. You oofed that up.
I didn't oof up.
So me. You just got through hearing to start it all off was Case, Touch Me, Tease Me, with featuring Foxy Brown.
Yes.
Then right after that, you heard the 702 Stilo. That's a classic to me, with Missy Elliott. And then followed by the J. Cole, To Summer. And that had Summer
Walker.
What
was after that?
Oh, and the last one we just heard was Cupid by 112.
Yeah.
Another classic right there.
There we go.
That's a fire row right there.
Here we go.
It really is. That's setting the spring off.
Word.
I was out driving earlier, and I was like, why is the road so empty? And I was like, oh, snap, spring break.
Good point. Why did 112 never do a song with 211?
What?
You know the rock group 211?
There's a rock group called 211?
Yeah, right. 311?
What?
I don't know anyway.
Bro,
listen, man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mind the business that pays you, okay?
But wait a minute. You brought it up, bro. You put it into biz.
Bro, you're just going on about it.
What if it...
Okay, so here's the choice of the episode.
I can't with you. I swear, your mind be something else with us.
Check it out. Whew. Here's your choice.
Okay, what's
you
your choice?
You get to open a food cart, but...
There's restrictions.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to do a remake of something. You're going to do remake. A fancy version of...
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a food cart. You can have a food cart that sells artisan fancy Hot Pockets.
Ooh.
Or a food cart that sells fancy Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
Which are you taking? Which are you making awesome?
So it was Hot Pockets or...
Pop-Tarts.
I'm going to do the Hot Pockets.
Fancy Hot Pockets.
I can do some fancy Hot Pockets. Yeah, I can make them really
dope.
Mini
calzones or something.
Oh, yeah, I can really hook that up.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts might be hard to make.
Yeah, that's kind of like baking world. I'm not really a baker.
Pop-Tarts, can we be honest about Pop-Tarts? At least now, they're very mid.
I don't care. I like them still.
But wouldn't you take toaster strudels over Pop-Tarts?
Oh, in a heartbeat. You kidding me?
There's just so much more going on
there. Yeah, dude. Toaster strudels
is hard bread kind of with like a little bit of frosting squeezed in the middle.
Yeah, man. I had some homemade Pop-Tarts. Those are really good.
I bet they are, yeah.
Yeah, they were really good.
But homemade Hot Pockets, you can really hook it up, put some meats and cheeses in
there. Oh, my goodness. And then some.
Yeah.
David, what you doing to me? Now I'm hungry. This happens every time we get this show. We got to go somewhere and eat afterwards, bro. Every time.
Not me, bro.
He's like, not me, bro.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
Going to the store. I am hungry, though.
I know. I'm just going to get home and just eat a bowl of cereal, bro.
Dang.
Oh, man. Where my Cinnamon Toast Crunch at?
What's wrong with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I love that cereal, bro.
So next day. Week, our guest is going to be Edward Bernier. I met him at Hip Hop Week. We're excited we're going to have him on next week. It'd be cool.
This should be exciting.
Next month, we got Kay Wayne coming on. And then in May, we got OG2 coming on.
Oh.
Right? We have some other guests in between there, but those are the confirmed ones.
Yep. OG2, looking forward to that one.
So there we go.
That should be fun.
Nate in the house. Yeah. Finally on the radio.
Finally. Finally. Yeah, that one's been a long time coming.
Yeah, for real. So that should be cool.
Yes, sir.
Got some good cuts coming up to kick off the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have any spring break or just spring rituals?
Spring rituals?
Yes.
Seeing my wife in a sundress.
There you go. That's a good one. Happy for you for that.
Charlie Good.
Charlie Good. Good sir. Oh, man.
Oh, but in all honesty, I don't know if rituals is the word for it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, enjoying the outside.
Just your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I like going to parks and stuff.
That's cool. Did you have some specific ones, or is there like a...
No, I like to go to different ones each time. It don't matter. I just like to be outside. Just because, like, oh, my God, the fresh air, the sun.
For real.
Try to soak it up.
For real.
Mm-hmm. That and then the other side, like March Madness side of things, you know those big tub of cheese balls?
Oh, yeah.
I like to get that every March Madness.
The Utz?
The Utz. Only the Utz. No other cheese balls taste like theirs, man. They're really good.
Theirs are good, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, Utz. They actually use real cheese. That's the difference.
Utz.
Everybody can learn from them.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Actually said
that seems to be the, everyone carries those.
Yeah, but they keep going up on price like every year. Like when they first came out, remember they were like $5. Now they're like almost 10.
Yeesh.
It's like, yee. And it's still the same size, yo. Like, what's going on? It is huge, but man, dude, $10? Like, nah, homie, you can have that.
Yeah.
That's why it's like once a year now.
Fair enough.
Let that be.
Man.
That's like gas prices, dude. I've seen people literally, I kid you not, I was getting gas in my car. I literally saw somebody crying at the pump, bro.
Seriously. Dude.
I literally saw somebody crying at the pump.
I believe you. That's just sad.
It is sad. Like, what we going to, we got to fix this, bro. This is crazy. We have the revolution. Something.
Gas, dude. Hay. Why?
People go out and take out a second mortgage just to get gas, man. It's like, dang.
Now I see why some people want to work from home, bro. It's because you're saving money on gas, too. It's not just that they want to be lazy, bro.
I had a remote job. I ain't driving nowhere. Y'all come to see me.
That's what I'm saying.
Start putting Everclear in my car. Car gonna be lit. One way or another.
Oh, man. Don't put Everclear in the foreign.
Not in the foreign. Oh, you do it in the domestic, huh?
So I told my kid, we got a foreign.
He liked that, huh?
He's like, what? No. I was like, you think Japan is part of the U.S.? That's a foreign.
Yeah, thank you. Tell them. Let them know. Educate them. People only think Germany is the foreign.
You roll around a Volkswagen Bug, and technically you're mashing in a foreign.
Yep. There you go. Remember those Yugo cars?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
those
small.
Aren't American, are they?
No.
Foreign.
It's a foreign. Yep. There you go. It's so terrible, bro.
No, bro. It's funny. Yugo. That car didn't age well, like a Ford Pinto. Gremlins.
Yeah, it was definitely the Pinto and Gremlin class. Oh, sure. Maybe better. It was better than those two for sure, but definitely in that class range.
Yikes.
Yeah, man.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left.
Ooh, you want to sneak in one more song, or you just going to keep talking?
We can sneak in a song, right?
All right.
Let's do that.
Make it a good one.
A good song.
Good one.
We're definitely not going to play Paula Abdul.
Oh, my God.
I said we're not going to play.
That song would be 5 minutes long. Nothing from that area was short, bro. All the just
Yo, you got a good
play,
point.
You have to play an interlude.
You have a good point, bro. I can't even lie about that.
Yeah, man. No song from that era was short, bro.
Okay. We're going to play SZA, I guess. I don't know.
There you go.
There we go. Let's do that.
Sure, that's 2 minutes.
Yeah, there we go.
They gave us.
That's the freaking point.
A show. That's right. That's the point.
It's different when I'm sitting here alone all by myself. It's different when I think you might be with somebody else. It's different. It different. This world. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was in the air from the beginning, even if you wasn't mine. Scared to admit my shortcomings led to overdraft in this affair. Declining. Quicker than we started, evidence we misaligned, and I get more in love with you each time. You miss something wrong with me. I like the way you screw your face up, trigger me right when I need it. You wrong, but I can't get on without you. It's a shame, and I can't blame myself. Keep loving you, you do it this. All that I know is mirrors inside me. They recognize.
It's different when I'm sitting here alone. different, hit different. This old world.
My new thighs still hang around, even though you grab and grab. I could pretend you was my man. You love just how that feels. Out of my way, you out of pocket, need clear vision. Boy, can't trust decision when you near me. Get myself caught in your crossfire. You a wild one, and I'm waiting in you like it's cool. Water like it's cool when you pull up, hold up with a new. And it's not
all
me.
That I know.
They gave us a show, y'all.
That was SZA and Ty Money Sign hit different.
Yes, yes. We thank y'all for listening to our show once again. We appreciate y'all. Clap it up for them.
Yeah.
You want to find They Gave Us a Show? Look us up on IG at They Gave Us a Show.
Word.
You want to see us individually? You can hit me up at Shado. That's S-H-A-Y-D-O with the underscore.